True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Danny from Beacon Hill is. Danny, are you there? That sounds like someone who's ready to beat you, Steve.
I just want to give a shout-out to my girl, Gretchen, at home, taking care of our kids, man. I know she's listening. I just want to give her a shout-out. She's the beautiful, most beautiful woman in the world.
Shout-out to Gretchen. What's the name of the kids?
Well, right now I got my daughter, Jordan, in the backseat with me. And we got Danny and Jade at home.
Nice. Let's go, Jordan.
All right, Steve, you got to get out of here.
Bye.
If you're playing along at home, Danny has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
A rat.
Yes. What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
Pass.
On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Red.
Yes. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children?
Tylenol.
No.
Pass.
What Grand Slam sporting event is held in Flushing Meadows in New York?
Pass.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Element? What was that? Sorry.
What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Mercury?
Yes. In the world of coffee, a brevet substitutes milk for what?
Cream.
Yes. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
40s.
No.
50s.
Correct. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York.
Yes. Which organ cannot feel pain?
Liver.
No.
Pap.
Ooh, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, Danny.
All right.
Yeah, we'll take it.
I was going to say every time I drink, my liver feels pain. So I know that that was not right.
The liver is evil. It must be punished. Steve Miggs, welcome back. Are you ready?
Yes!
What kind of animal is Chuck Entertainment Cheese?
He's a rat.
He is.
Chuck E. Cheese.
What TV show did Trey Parker and Matt Stone create?
South Park.
They did. On New Year's Eve in Italy, it is good luck to wear what color underwear?
Pink.
No.
White?
No.
Black.
No. What branch of medicine deals with the care of infants and children? No.
Podiatry.
No.
Pediatrics.
Yes. What Grand Slam sporting event is held at Flushing Meadows in New York?
Wimbledon.
No.
I don't know. I can't think of the U.S. Open.
Yes. What element gained notoriety for poisoning the waters around Japan?
Gold?
No.
Agent Orange.
No.
I don't know. Element. Silver.
No. In the world of coffee, a brevet substitutes milk for what?
Water.
No.
Milk for sugar?
No.
Milk
for booze.
No. Liquid paper was invented in what decade?
70s.
No.
60s.
No.
80s.
No. Wow. Steve.
Oh, snap.
Steve, you got
four
correct, which was okay, but it wasn't good enough to meet Danny. Danny got six correct.
Oh, good job, Danny.
6-4.
Come on.
Danny, and a shout out to Gretchen. It all worked out.
He did know that on New Year's Eve, it is good luck to wear red panties.
Okay.
He also knew that mercury was what poisoned the waters around Japan.
Okay.
He also knew that a brevet substitutes milk for half and half or cream.
Oh.
He also knew that liquid paper was invented in the 50s. One you did not get to. What city does Spider-Man primarily protect?
New York City.
Yes. And one more you did not get to. Which organ cannot feel pain?
I'm going to say the heart.
It's actually the brain.
The brain.
So the brain senses pain for everything else, but it can't actually feel pain itself.
But every morning when I talk to you, my brain hurts. How do you explain that? Ha-cha-cha.
The Daily Mix Show.
This year, we have a goal of putting 2,500 coats on local children in need through Coats for Kids. It's an awesome partnership that we do every year with the Washington State Council of Firefighters. And we have the goal is $50,000, and we have already been making some great progress in that direction. Steve Miggs, I think yesterday we were up over $2,500.
Yes, indeed. Thanks to Rockaholics like Eric Asmussen, who donated $25. Nicole Vera Cruz donated $25 as well. Tamara Plummer, $25. Also, $25 puts a brand new coat on a kid in need. If you don't have $25, you can throw in $5, $10, whatever you've got. Or if you've got more than $25, of course, you know, $50, $100, $200. The Rockaholics have already started up with their generosity, and we can't appreciate them enough.
It is adding up so quickly already, and you can make a difference at KISW.com.
The Daily Mix Show.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident? Call 206-803-ROCK and tell us your story. Steve Miggs, Robert is on hold, and Robert flashed an entire beach. And no, it was not a nude beach. We'll get the full story in just a moment. First, though, Tim from Seattle. Who's the most awkward person that ever saw you naked by accident?
Good morning.
What's up, Tim?
I went camping, and a large group of people that I did not know that well. And earlier we found a bee's nest that was in the ground, and I did not realize that I had stood over the top of it. I sat down on a lawn chair with a plate full of food. I got stung in one of my dingleberries, which I dropped everything down to my knees, and I realized all eyes were upon me, and I quickly went into a tent and took care of myself.
Was the stinger stuck in the berries?
Yeah, it was.
Oh, gosh. Oh.
Did you need anyone to help you retrieve the stinger? That sounds like a difficult task for somebody to do on themselves.
Hey, ladies.
No, I took care of myself, and I came out quite red.
Oh, I can only imagine. That had to have hurt so bad.
There was a bit of swelling involved. Oh.
I can only imagine.
But at least you got
all
to keep
guys,
it.
All right, guys, I got
it. All right, take care, Tim.
206-803-ROCK is the number to call. Robert from Spanaway, who's the most awkward person to ever see you naked by accident?
How am I supposed to follow the last guy? Seriously, let me uncross my legs from his story for a second.
You too? I think Danny and I both started crossing our legs and looking the other way when he started describing that.
I didn't ice myself in sympathy. So let me paint a picture for you. I'm 17 years old, senior in high school. We're at Cannon Beach, Oregon, November for a class trip. And a bunch of us dare each other to don our bathing suits and go in the ocean in November. Ooh. Beach is full of families. It's the weekend. They're playing in the sand, having a great time. I jump in, do my thing, and I leap out of the water in celebration, arms stretched to the sky, and I see mouths agape, children with their eyes covered, women screaming, and I look down, and my bathing suit is headed out to sea.
Oh, no!
And because I'm jumping up and down, I'm waving at everyone.
Well, you're a friendly guy, Robert.
He's waving without his hands.
You gotta do what you gotta do, right?
Oh, no.
I just went out to sea and fetched my bathing suit. Yeah.
And then double knot tied that bitch.
No kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Aaron, you're on Highway 16 this morning. Who is the most awkward person that's ever seen you naked by accident?
Hey, morning, guys.
What's up, man?
All right. So right after college, I actually moved back into my folks for about 9 months. And this one morning, I woke up, you know, I'm just going to go downstairs to the kitchen. It's a big open house kind of floor plan, right? And I'm bounding down the stairs wearing just like kind of pajama bottoms. You know, those ones that kind of even had a fly built into them with a little button?
Yes.
Well, the button wasn't really in place, and everything synced up just right. Like, I land on the last step. My parents look up from the kitchen in our open floor plan, and my business just jumps right out. And so I go into panic mode, and I don't know what to do. So my brain tells me, you know what? Nothing's happening. There's nothing going on right now. It's fine. I walk across the kitchen floor. I open up a cabinet. I get a glass. I go to the sink. I fill the glass. I take a couple sips of water and then take care of putting things back the way it's supposed to be and turn around. And there's both my folks staring at me. And my dad just looks at me, shakes his head. He's like, you know, sometimes I really just don't know about you, Aaron.
That's fantastic.
Thank you, Aaron.
We call that the jailbreak.
The jailbreak?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that was a term, but I will use that from here forward.
Yeah, I love the text. Someone said, hey, Steve, don't forget that time that you showed your grandmother. Yeah, that wasn't intentional. And then the next text. My husband's grandmother accidentally walked in on him choking his chicken from Sydney.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
A groom has gone viral because he made a little bit of a mistake while giving his vows at his wedding.
Oh, no.
He said the wrong name during the vows. The bride, visibly upset. The guests are gasping. It's just a bad situation.
Whose wrong name? Did he say, like you know, his sister's name?
Oh, no. His ex.
Of course. Okay.
Yep. That's always a good one.
you know, some people say mistakes happen, and psychologists even say that in highly emotional moments, it is a common thing to confuse names.
Even with your ex.
Even with your ex.
Okay, fair. Thank you, psychologist, for helping this guy out. Get out of the doghouse maybe a little bit.
But as you can imagine, many are seeing this as a red flag about this groom and his true feelings. So we must go straight to the comments.
Found a few of these comments. We figured who better to read it, because there was a lot of people comparing this to an episode of Friends.
Yes.
Where I guess Ross and Rachel, this happened. Okay, I don't remember.
Rachel.
Oh, that's right. So we figured who better to read these than Jennifer Aniston.
Perfect.
Rachel. So we have robot Jennifer Aniston reading the comments about a groom who said his ex's name during their vows.
Yikes.
Okay, are you ready for the first one?
Yeah.
Why family members were upset, I have no idea. You'd be laughing about it.
Okay. Well, I mean, maybe like the mother-in-law and the father-in-law wouldn't be happy to hear you say your ex's name when you're marrying their daughter.
Yeah, that's it's just really bad timing.
Yeah, but everyone else, I agree. That would be one of the funnier moments. I would hope people would just laugh it off.
Oh my gosh.
No.
Not me.
I would say my ex's name then every time during sex.
Okay. Wait, so you said not me. You would not
I would not laugh that off.
Would you walk away from Brad?
No, but I would be really ticked.
What was his ex's name? Danny, wouldn't it be funny if we just start calling her that for the rest of the show?
No,
Gladys?
No.
I don't know why her name's Gladys.
Because my husband is old.
Fair.
I mean, what man hasn't banged a girl and called her Bradley? I mean, Brandy.
Okay.
Bradley. Oh, Bradley.
Oh, girl, I'll kill him. Cancel the wedding.
That's a little extreme.
One part, maybe cancel the wedding. It's still a little extreme, but maybe you shouldn't murder him.
I think just cancel the sex after the wedding.
No sex after the wedding.
Maybe not.
Really? That bad?
Maybe get away today.
Like, the only screw up that happened at our wedding, and it wasn't anything big, but my wife was convinced, she was trying to put the ring on the wrong finger, and I'm trying to tell her it's the wrong finger, and she's looking at me like, no, it's not. And then the pastor finally was just like, you're putting the ring on the wrong finger. And I'm like,
Oh, no. Yes,
starting this marriage off with me already getting my first victory.
You're right, one time.
And that was the last time I've ever been right.
Isn't that an episode on Friends where Ross says Rachel's name when marrying Emily?
Yeah, there you go.
Oh, it was brutal.
I feel like it's like the Simpsons have covered everything. Seinfeld seems like there's a story that relates to Seinfeld with everything. And then also Friends, any relationship issue at some point has happened on Friends.
That's the trifecta.
Thanks for coming. No wedding today. And I'm keeping the gifts.
Okay. I don't know if it's worth ending a wedding.
No, it's definitely not. But that would sting.
Well, that relationship is cooked. I would have turned and walked away before he could say more.
Okay. I think at that point, you're at least justified to smash the cake
in
the groom's face, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, we got one more comment.
You can read into it however you want, and you may be right, but ultimately you're only torturing yourself further. Whereas if you just let it go and accept the shortcomings of the other person's humanity, at least there's a chance that there may actually be nothing to it, and you can both be happy.
Who are you to be bringing in logic into this conversation?
I've had enough of that.
I do like this one text message. Someone said, during our wedding vows, my husband almost said his ex's name. Let's just say, in-laws were not impressed.
Ooh, yeah, you got to be careful. Practice.
So I accidentally called my girlfriend's dog's name during the wedding vows.
What?
Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good.
The Daily Migs Show.
So we wanted to know, what is your high school's claim to fame? Did you have any famous people that went to your high school? Call 206-803-ROCK.
We have a lot of rockaholics who apparently went to high school or went to a high school that had famous people.
We got to try to get to all of them. Let's see. How about Rick from Yelm? Who did you go to high school with?
Hey there.
What's up, Rick?
Am I on right now?
Yes.
Hi there. I went to school with, didn't go to school with him, but he went to my high school. It was John Stamos.
Oh.
From his high school. He graduated the year I started, I guess, 1986. I started in 86, and he graduated in 86.
That is Uncle Jesse went to your high school. That's pretty badass.
I mean, Uncle Jesse is still the handsomest uncle.
And he's... I don't know.
206-803-ROCK.
I'm an Uncle Joey kind of guy, personally.
Matthew from Woodinville. What is your high school's claim to fame? What famous person went to your high school?
Well, he's famous to me. I doubt nobody knows him, but one of my classmates was a 2-time pilot for Air Force One for 2 presidents. Wow.
That's a big deal.
Did you ever get any stories?
You know, he doesn't talk about it. He wouldn't disclose. We tried to get him at the reunion, and he pretty tight-lipped about it, actually.
You clearly didn't give him enough fireball.
No. 206-803-ROCK, Rebus and Burien. What is your high school's claim to fame?
I went to high school at Kennedy in Burien, and one of the classmates was Jim Caviezel, the guy that played Jesus in The Last Temptation of Christ.
Yeah. You went to high school with Jesus?
I went to high school with Jesus, and my sister had a crush on him for years, and he played basketball, and in one of the games, he smacked his head and got knocked unconscious, and there was blood all over the place, and she passed out, so she got to ride to the hospital in the same ambulance as Jesus.
Okay, I forgot that he was from here, and he was kind of like the talk, all the rage when Passion of Christ came out and all that kind of stuff. What has he been up to since? Have you kept tabs on him?
You know, he's done a few movies, not a ton, I think possibly because of, kind of his religious background, but he's been, what are some of the other ones? He did The Thin Red Line. The Army movie that had like every movie star in it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a couple other ones. He was in, I think it was Man in the Iron Mask, stuff like that.
Well, you need to hang out with him so you can say, hey, it's Jesus and Rebus.
I love that. 206-803-ROCK, Kathy from Tacoma. Who is your high school's claim to fame?
Well, Leo Randolph, which is a boxing star, but a couple years prior to me, Ted Bundy.
Ooh, that's a big one right there. Did you ever know him?
His cousin was in my class, and in my coworker and friend's class was his little brother.
Whoa.
So, yeah, we will forever, Wilson High School in Tacoma will forever be known as Ted Bundy's school.
Kathy, I'm
and
sure.
Joyce, who's our newscaster? Her name is Joyce.
Joyce Taylor.
Yes, she went to our high school also. She was in my brother's class.
Kathy, I got to imagine, though, I'm sure a million people have asked this question when you say you went to high school with Ted Bundy. Was the writing on the wall? Did you get any weird vibes from the guy?
No. He was, like I said, he was a couple years ahead of me, but so didn't have much opportunity to cross the paths. But yeah, it's a moniker that will remain with us for a lifetime.
Yeah, no kidding. 206-803-ROCK. Who is your high school's claim to fame? Will from Puyallup.
Joe Nichols, country star from my high school, and my mom's high school was Tess Harper, the movie actress.
I don't know either of them.
Joe Nichols, a country star.
Yeah.
Okay. I know you're a big country guy, right?
Yeah. He was before my time or after my time. Like, I don't know when he came out, so we'll insert whatever that makes sense.
206-803-ROCK, Sheila, stuck in traffic on I-5. Who is your high school's claim to fame?
Hi. So, Chris Pratt and I both went to Lake Stevens High School.
I've heard from a lot of people that said they've gone to school with Chris Pratt. Well, did you spend much time with him, or was he just kind of like...
No, I did not. I was saddened by that, finding out later, hey, he knows all the teachers I knew, and, you know, I'm like, where was I when he was around? You know,
could have been your meal ticket.
Was like sends a little shivers down my spine.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, Eric from Port Orchard. Who is your high school's claim to fame?
Randy Couture,
the natural.
Yeah, Linwood High School.
So, do you remember? I can't remember the name. His parents owned a restaurant in Linwood. He's a UFC fighter, awesome dude too. I remember he came in studio a long time ago, and couldn't be a nicer guy. Do you remember the restaurant that his parents owned?
I do not. Yeah, no. We moved to Linwood like in '79, and I was eighth grade then, I think, seventh grade, and we were on the wrestling team, and that was it. So,
and then look what happened to that guy. He became one of the more dominant forces in the world of the UFC for a period of time.
Very impressive indeed.
Yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
True North.
has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.